This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Christine Wong and you're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. When it comes to online retail, you want the process to be quick and easy. That's where Malaysia's largest marketplace, Muda.my, comes in. Today, we have Gaurav Basin in the studio to discuss all things Muda, but especially focusing on Muda property. Welcome to the show.
First, thank you for having us here, Christine. It's a pleasure to be coming on board here. About Muda. So Muda is a place where you could buy and sell almost anything. So it's the Malaysia's largest online marketplace where anybody, whether it's an individual or a business, could come and market or sell anything that they no longer need or something that they have been using for some time.
So before we go into the specifics of Muda property, let's just discuss, in case one of our listeners don't already know who you are, let's talk about Muda.my. Can you just walk us through, how does it work as a company?
So it was a very simple philosophy that we came up from a business perspective. It was that we wanted to democratize commerce. Commerce largely has been in the hands of big businesses over, many ages. You see, it's essentially companies or businesses that actually control the whole of commerce in a country. So the whole idea here is to let every individual take part in the commerce in a country. And that's really where we believe the key for Muda is. And that is now possible with internet, which disintermediates intervention. So you could directly reach out to consumers. You could directly reach out to somebody who wants to buy something that you already own. And that's literally where we started this business from.
Okay, so it's kind of about cutting out the proxy, but also about creating a democratic commerce, right?
It's about being there for everybody. Proxies want to come and sell, they can be there. Also, in addition to what proxies do, letting individuals sell their items that they don't use.
Okay, interesting. So kind of going off of that, what are Muda.my's company values and how has that so far translated into the company's success?
So we have I would say, two simple beliefs, or maybe one simple belief, and that is that what happens inside is much more important than what happens outside. And that actually means is how we organize ourselves, how we look at things, and this is where our people come into being. So it's the way our people approach the problems, the way they come together to solve the problem for users is what we believe is the key part of our magic sauce, which has led us to where we are in terms of winning in the country today.
Excellent. That sounds really good. And I think that it is important to establish internal strength before you do anything else. So, okay, let's talk about Muda property specifically, because that's what we're discussing today. It has been growing steadily over the past 2 years. And recently you announced that Muda property aims to be the number one property platform serving the consumers. So how do you intend on dominating the property market?
We believe in simplicity. And that is the way we think we can dominate the market is to keep things simple. And the way to keep things simple for users is to do the heavy lifting at the back. And that's where data comes into being. So using the data we have about users in terms of users' behavior and what they do on our platform, using that to matchmake them in an easier way is the way we would like to win this market. We also may be unique in the country wherein we have the ability to not just help people find a property, but take them through the whole journey of finding, fixing, and furnishing their home. And we believe that is one unique way to be able to win the market.
All right. Moving on to a little bit more to do with your entrepreneurial values. So what are the crucial elements that need to be considered when running an online marketplace on this scale?
So I guess the crucial elements don't literally change that much. It may change from a user's perspective what you see on the site. So you could have more things to choose, better filters to look at, some more details about the location where you're going in. So those are the things that could change. But what happens on the backside doesn't really change that much. It's ultimately about having empathy for the user. So it's really trying to put yourself in the shoes of what it takes to buy a property and then trying to come up with what is needed at the level, what is needed to help people make the choice. So that as a process doesn't change whether it's a guitar or it is a property, or it's an automobile, or it's a, you know, furniture, that literally doesn't change at the back end.
And also in the first place, because Muda Property is not a new element, right, of the company. So why have you guys decided to branch out into that area now?
So new in the sense that new in terms of what we decide to do something about. We've had Muda Properties as a category now since the day we launched. And over a period of time, it has grown. So the reason why we decided to focus is in our journey, we felt now we are at a stage where we can spend some time on it after we have become literally the number one in automobiles. We could spend time in another vertical. And this was showing a huge potential. We had, without doing much with our users, we are now the second highest in terms of traffic for properties in the country.
Wow, that's really impressive. I'm sure we'll get onto that a little bit later about how you've made that successful. But for now, I would just like to ask in terms of your regulatory stuff, because from my understanding, I mean, what are the terms and conditions, I guess, for merchants to sell property on your platform?
So again, we let anybody sell or rent his own property. And that is, you as an individual, Christine, could, you know, if you have a house and you want to rent it out to somebody, you could do it yourself. Or you could let your agent do it. So we allow all kinds of individuals coming onto a site to either rent or sell a property. And that's important because it, as I said earlier, democratizes the marketplace and brings us a variety of content on our site. And that content makes it very powerful for users to then search for the kind of things they want. Now, what are regulatory things? They're not very difficult. It's just trying to be specific about the kind of about the type of property you're selling, and that's the information that we ask you. What we do at the back end is we vet that information. So we have people who go through every single property that is actually put up for sale or rent and try and judge whether that is correct or incorrect information based on the past history of data that we already have around properties. And then we allow the properties online.
Right. So there isn't any direct, like you plug your information into a format that automatically gets there. Like, I guess quality control comes to mind. It's more fact checking and then making sure that it is a legitimate offer, right?
Well, what we can do is we can fact check based on data because we let people decide the offer they're going to make. We can't decide whether you're going to sell an item for $100,000 or $120,000. That's your decision to make.
Right, I see. So is there any specific format or template that the merchants need to follow or anything like that?
Yeah, so we have a what we call an ad insert format. So that has regular fields that they need to input, and that's a standard format. So that format applies to everybody who's trying to sell property. So we try and get content in a certain prescribed format, and then we try and use that content in that information in different ways to enable the buyers to search for their property that they're looking for.
Okay, I mean, I only asked that just now because, you know, obviously, when it comes to any sort of online exchange of buying goods and services, there are going to be consumers who feel insecure, right, when they're buying online because of like the fear of fraud or the fear of being scammed. So how do you guarantee them a sense of security? How do you overcome that obstacle?
So first, let me say this. When it comes to property, the challenge of buying property online or offline is almost the same. It is about keeping your, keeping your senses about you and trying to see what deal you're trying to get into. So it's no different. It's no different from buying and doing a transaction offline. And in our case, we don't do the transaction online either. So it's not like e-commerce where you would pay money online and you would have an item delivered to you. You would actually choose a set of houses based on the information up there and go and see them and actually do the transaction offline. So the risks are pretty similar that there would be when you're trying to do an offline transaction because ultimately the transaction doesn't happen online.
It's interesting that you brought up the idea that transactions are, you know, that the transactions are not dissimilar. Because there are quite a lot of properties around, especially around the city and the suburbs. I mean, most high-rise units nowadays cost about ₱1 million, and some of them, you know, even now remain untenanted and unoccupied for up to 3 years. Owners who try to rent or sell their units can't, and developers are also struggling to sell their completed units, which is the issue of property overhang. So when it comes to that kind of issue, do you think that having an online platform will help? And if so, how?
I think absolutely. And this we've seen not just in the Malaysian market, every other market in the world, also in allied industries. So what happens is that when a large piece of inventory that exists is available to many people who want to buy in or rent that inventory, the chances of a deal making go up tremendously. So in the world where all these were happening offline, the inventory that is available is not in front of potential buyers. Limited inventory is in front of potential buyers. And second, the potential buyers are very difficult to get because at different stage for property, it's the process doesn't actually happen in 1 or 2 days or 1 week or so. The process takes a very long period of time. In terms of you deciding when you want to go for a property, the amount of properties you have to go through before you buy one. And that basically means that trying to put a huge volume of in potentially interested people in front of potentially available properties increases the chance of matchmaking tremendously.
Okay, so you're essentially making all the listings accessible, right? Through the use of, you know, putting them all online and being able to kind of filter what you need and what you don't.
At the basic level, yes. It is about making both the inventory and the buyers accessible to each other. And that's what online does in a lot of areas as such.
Okay, so just kind of thinking about potential issues and obstacles, even in general, in the property market that might be faced. Because any sort of issue will exert pressure on prices and rental in an economic or financial crisis. Would a situation like that affect Muda Property?
I guess anything that is negative for people affects all businesses that are in that particular segment. So anything that does not go well for buyers and sellers does not affect us, also affects us in the same way. So we are not immune to those scenarios. We just need to handle them in the best possible way when those scenarios come up.
All right, we'll be listening to some music. But when we come back, I'll be speaking to Gaurav Basin, CEO of Muda.my, about how you market an online property marketplace. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise. This is Christine Wong, and I'm speaking to Gaurav Basin, the CEO of Muda.my. So let's talk marketing. As we discussed before the break, Muda Property is now the second most visited property website in Malaysia. So how do you guys advertise?
We rely on both digital channels and offline channels. At the same time, we rely a lot on our existing users. So, as I said, property is not something that you take a decision in a day. It's something that builds over a period of time. Also, what happens is that the same person who wants to buy a property also has, in a different point on his life, bought a mobile phone, bought a car, or bought some other item. And we have all those things available on Muda. So, we rely a lot on internal users who are looking for a property at that point in time to matchmake them with the available inventory at that particular point in time.
Right. Quite an interesting marketing campaign that you've done recently is you collaborated with the local singer and rapper Aida Jabbat and Aman Ra, and you produced a music video. So just on a very simple level, you know, why advertise property with a music video? How does that link happen?
So it's not about a category link, and that's not how we look at marketing. Ultimately, the way we look at marketing is connecting with audiences we want to reach out to. And it is in music, and the current target of our audience is young adults. And the way to reach out to young adults, music is one of the best connectors. And using that as a medium, if you can tell your story. And today, digital allows you formats that are far easier to use both music and do storytelling in. So what we did is we took music as a base and use a bit more long formats that are allowed in the digital era today to tell our story about why Muda would be the best place to both find your house, furnish your house, and fix anything that is not right in the house.
A lot of companies nowadays will, you know, create brand awareness through endorsing products via public figures. Well, I guess what the question I'm trying to ask is, what is the process of deciding on who exactly to carry that through?
So first, again, We've done this now a few times, and the process has largely been similar. One is trying to understand what kind of public figure has a good connect with that particular audience that we're trying to reach out to. And second, if that public, amongst the choice of those public figures or celebrities, et cetera, that may come out, which of them have a better connect with Muda's values? So those who have actually used Muda in the past, those who have actually been a user or a customer of ours, we will then end up matchmaking those together. So that's a simple formula that we end up using.
Okay, so how does Muda Property help that particular demographic exactly?
So what happens is that there's a lot of migration happening to towns and cities from smaller urban areas and rural areas in the country. And as people are coming into a city, they would like to stay somewhere. And as you're younger in your life, you don't have enough funds and money to buy a property. So what happens largely is you first get into a rental of a property before you start becoming owner of a property. So that's literally what we mean by rent-to-buy journey, is that as you go a bit younger in age group, you have more people who are renting. And then as you start accumulating enough cash and funds to be able to pay, do your down payment, and you have enough credit history, you start, you know, being eligible for loans. That's when you start looking at owning a house. So rent-to-buy journey largely means about rental first and then moving on to buying a house later in life.
So what would you say are some of the incentives, I guess, that young adults might have by using Muda Property to look for a place?
I guess incentives are in being able to find the right property at the right price. And we have that inventory, not just from agents and professionals trying to market properties, but individual owners. And individual owners are far more willing to let that property go at the right price because they don't have to give a commission to anybody else. So I guess when it comes to renting rooms or renting or getting those affordable properties, every last bit of penny counts there. So this is where we are quite, I would say, unique. Now, this demographic is far more sensitive to prices and far more sensitive to, you know, availability of those particular units near their way of place of work. And with Muda's reach across the country being, you know, it's not just related to Klang Valley. The moment you go outside of Klang Valley, Muda is accessible and used almost in every small city of the country. So what that does is that makes affordable housing very easily available to these people who are looking at either renting a room or renting a full house or renting an apartment near the place of work or place of study. And that's what I would say is a huge strength in Muda today.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the fact that Muda.my already gets quite a lot of traffic as it is, and about an estimated 25% of these visitors already search for property or property-related items and services. How do you approach increasing the traffic specifically for Muda Property?
So first, 25% may look like a small number.
Yeah.
But if you consider how many people in an audience or in a country are looking at buying a property at a particular time, I think that's quite a big number. So what happens is we get approximately 7.5 million unique visitors a month coming onto Muda. And if you look at the overall working population in the country, which means the 20 to 64 years old, that's approximately 19 million. So we have 7.5 million out of the 19 million coming to Muda every month to try and browse or sell an item. And that's a huge population. And 25% of that population is interested in looking at a house to either rent or sell or buy. And I think, to me, that's not a small number. That's huge. So beyond that, what happens is it's literally raising awareness that you could do these things on Muda. So, and that's where our focus right now is, using digital channels and offline channels to increase awareness that you could do all these things on Muda amongst the audiences that are not aware of this.
Yeah, I think it is especially important because I'm a young adult myself, and it's really something that you don't consider as you're going through life. You always... I think you always assume that it's going to fall into place. And then when you get to the situation where you are able to afford property and then suddenly you realize you have no clue what you're doing. And I think, especially for my generation, the first thing you do is turn to the internet. You know, like you're going to be using a system that you're familiar with in a way. probably everyone who has access to the internet has already bought something online and knows how to use that system that filters the results that they want. So the fact that you have such a wide and varied customer base and now you're able to use that in order to provide more accessibility, I think is really good. Okay, so Muda Property seems to be taking on a bit of a life of its own, right, in a way. How does that work in terms of your branding? Are you intending on, you know, separating the two or, you know, still maintaining Muda Property as the same kind of entity?
So from an entity perspective, we intend it to remain one entity. We believe there are huge strengths that Muda Property gains from rest of Muda. And that's why we don't think that's a good idea to separate it. As I said earlier, the user is same. And you just pointed out, Christine, just now that as a digital native, you have, you know, learned to do things online and be able to buy and sell things online. And as you're doing that, when you get familiar with something, you want to continue your journey with that. And over a period of time, as you have built trust over that platform can do one more thing for you, you would continue doing that. So we think that it's about trying to hold the user throughout his life journey is what our aim is, and then items keep on coming in between. So we definitely do not intend making Muda Property a separate entity at this point in time. However, as a brand, we believe it needs its own space to mushroom as a brand, because property buying is a little bit different when it comes to the buyer's perspective or what they're looking for. And in that case, we believe we need to build a slightly different brand from a user's perspective so that they can relate to Muda just not for everything. They can also relate to Muda for property in addition to all other things.
All right. And just briefly, how does the Muda app work into all of this? Is it going to be implemented as a feature, or, you know, how does that affect everything?
So we are a platform agnostic company. So it doesn't matter. It's we are where users are. If users are amped today, then all those choices are available on apps. Tomorrow they start browsing property on watches, then we will be on watches. So honestly, technology and platforms is what we consider agnostic element. It's literally where users are. So if users are browsing on app, then that's where they will be able to access. And today also they do that. So fairly large amount of our audience accesses all categories and all items on our app. And that's where we are today, one of the most downloaded apps in the country. If I'm not wrong, in the last 12 months, amongst the free apps, we are the top 20 apps downloaded. And this is amongst local and international. If I were just to see the local apps, I think we are maybe the top three or top five apps that have been downloaded. We are now more than 7.5 million downloads of the app.
Okay, and just on a closing note, what other future endeavors are there? I mean, you know, you're going to conquer the property market. You're already the largest online marketplace. So, where do you go next?
Well, I would say this is just a starting point. The two things I would like to point out. So, one, it is in order to succeed, you have to decide as much what not to do as what to do. So we believe a bit in focus. We have now decided that we are going to focus on property at this moment, and that's what we are doing. So that is a critical piece of choices that we made. Is that the only thing? There's a little bit, some more things coming up, but I would encourage you to wait a bit for that. We are going to soon hit our decade in the country, and we would be better ready to announce some of those things in a few months' time.
Excellent. I definitely look forward to hearing about that, and hopefully we'll be covering it again. That's about all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. My name is Christine Wong, and I've been speaking to Gaurav Basin, CEO of Muda.my, and you're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.